Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals are going on earlier than ever this year. Looking for something for that techie on your list? We got a few suggestions thanks to nationally syndicated tech columnist Jennifer Jolly. Jennifer, good morning. Looking through all of the ads, it seems like laptops are the big deal here. They're being discounted. What do you know about laptops this year?
Yeah, laptops are quintessential Black Friday deal, and there are some really good deals coming out over the next few days. What to be aware of are the $90 bare bones Chromebooks or laptops that drop below the $300 mark. These often don't have enough storage, RAM, memory to survive long term, kind of let alone just through this holiday season. So you want to look for tech that has come out this year in 2023, including even in the last few months. The Asus ZenBook 14-inch OLED is one of my top picks this year. It's normally $870. It's at least $100 off during the holiday weekend. This is that sweet spot because you're looking for new tech, brains, beauty, all-day endurance, 22-hour battery life. Those are the specs that you're looking for, and you can find that as long as you don't, you know, it's not $500 off, $800 off. So that's the sweet spot when it comes to that, those mid-price, really worth it, and kind of future-proof laptops.
As you're saying that, a couple of things come to mind, a couple of lines, too good to be true, and you get what you pay for. I guess that's the deal here, huh?
That's true. And that doesn't mean that you can't get a laptop in your budget or in your price range, but you just want to be aware of the over-marketing. They do that so badly with smartphones, too. Single biggest ripoff with smartphones are those ads, those commercials you're hearing. Get the iPhone 15 Pro or the latest Samsung Galaxy 23 free. Mm-hmm. But in order to do that, you have to get $1,000 plus wireless plan. You know, you have to sign up basically for the next 2 years, and you end up paying about $300 more on average once you actually pay for that phone.
Those deals are everywhere. That's really good advice. Talk about, and I know you review all these items, and you're up on all the trends. What's the Bark phone?
If your child is begging you for a smartphone, and if they're over the age of about 4, they probably are, do not hand them a new expensive device and just hope for the best. Use training wheel technology like the Bark phone. It's fully customizable. It monitors texts, apps, social media, web searches, has real-time GPS location tracking, removes app downloads. Like, there's no little sneaky workarounds for kids, but kids love it because it's a Samsung device. It doesn't look like a kid's phone. But, you know, and parents ask me about this all the time. Can't they just, you know, download all these things and work around? No, it is absolutely tamper-proof. They can't delete text messages without permission. They can't download workaround VPNs. They cannot change the parental controls you set. And this isn't about, you know, really having these rules. It's about teaching them how to use the tools that they need to learn how to use for the rest of their lives.
That's a good idea. You gave us the warning about buying a smartphone bundled with, you know, some sort of free phone, $1,000 plus smartphone for free. But these gift card promotions, those look okay, are they?
Yeah, they can. Some of the best deals here include the latest Android and iPhones bundled with gift cards worth hundreds of dollars. Those are the ones to really look into, especially from a trusted retailer, a Target, an Amazon, a Walmart, a Best Buy. Beware of those if you're finding them on Facebook Marketplace, but those really can be great deals. One of the best brand new iPhone deals is the iPhone SE. For $100 off, you can get those at Walmart. So it's $50, and it's from Straight Talk Wireless. So you pay as you go. Basically, it's month to month, so you don't have to get sucked into a long term contract. And you pay for exactly what you think you pay for: $45 a month, $30 a month, no more, no less. That's really great, especially for teenagers, somebody in college, like if you're on that tight budget.
That sounds good. What do you know about the tech toys this year?
Well, historically, the best toy sales happen in December, but you risk the hottest toys and gaming consoles selling out. Black Friday toy deals should be up to 85% off in major stores. A couple of my picks here this year, Pixel, a coder's best friend. This is by a company called Educational Insights, and it's a robot dog for kids ages 8 and older. They're normally $125, but through Cyber Monday, they're about 30% off at $88. I have some really cute 2-, 3-, 4-year-old nieces and nephews that help me test all of this stuff. This is that hands-on coding companion that turns passive screen time into that endless hands-on play. They have so much fun, they don't realize how many skills they're picking up, independence, creativity, and coding. And they learn using Blockly and Python, which is the same coding language that SpaceX uses. So that's been a big hit in my house this last week.
Assuming you are able to do both, going to the store, or do you shop online mainly?
I do all 100% of my shopping online. And the only big trick, if you must go to a store, but I'm telling you, sharpening your elbows and trying to beat out the crowds on Black Friday in stores, that is very 2019. We don't need to do that anymore. You will find all of those great deals online. The only reason, or the only real big trick that I have for going in store, like let's say you go into a Target and you see something, you think it's a great deal, scan the barcode, download the Target app and scan that barcode in that app, and 9 times out of 10, you will find it for less expensive online. That's because the online retailers, the Amazons of the world, are all competing for that exact same sale. So 9 times out of 10, you'll find it cheaper online.
I was looking through, I think it was the Wall Street Journal did a tech gift guide, and they listed, of all the products listed, the one that caught my eye was something called the Chipolo Card Spot Wallet Finder. This seems like something useful. Do you know about this?
I do. These have been out for a while, and what's great about this particular brand, the Chipolo, is that now it works in your device with Google's operating system. So, you know, we have the Apple AirTags, works great with Apple devices. Well, this one now, it works with Google's Find My Device network, which is really great if you are not Apple, and it also does work with Apple as well. But these are tiny little Bluetooth trackers that can help you find all the things you lose. I have them, either a Tile, an AirTag, or a Chipolo, on basically everything I own. And another little trick here, if it's your smartphone that you lose all the time, which is one of the things I spend half my day looking for,
yep,
you can say, "Hey Google, where are you?" or "Hey Siri, where are you?" and it will say, "I'm right here." Mine's about ready to tell you that right now. Yeah, it's
there,
telling me exactly
go.
Where I am and where it is. That's a great little way to find it, too.
Those things are great to put in suitcases, too. And I've saved 30 seconds for you to tell us how we can keep our packages safe. All these things get delivered, and there's a canopy pickup cam?
Yeah, we all know about the Ring devices, and there's new way to have Amazon deliver in your garage. That's incredible. I write all about that on my website at techish.com. But one of the newest devices I've just recently reviewed is called the Canopy Pickup Cam. This is your Ring doorbell for your vehicle. It sends AI-powered notifications to let you know the second something's amiss. It records video, which a lot of us have learned the hard way. That's the only way to really deter package pirates and smash and grabbers. It helps a ton with following up with authorities and insurance companies, and you get the security experts of ADT as well. Mm-hmm. So everyone I know who's been a victim of anything getting stolen out of their vehicle loves hearing about this.
A lot of good information there from Jennifer Jolly, so we will definitely put the link to Jennifer's website up on our website, and then you can listen to this conversation again later and take down notes at WGNRadio.com. Jennifer Jolly, thank you. Have a great holiday.
Thank you. You as well.